In cooler parts of the country, where the days are tolerable and the nights are sometimes perfect, there's nothing quite like spreading a blanket and taking in some culture with crickets. Going to an outdoor festival to hear a piece by W.C. or a play by Shakespeare is about getting back to the good earth, bugs, stars, a full moon, and the possibility of a real tempest. But even in nature, things aren't as natural as they used to be. Morning Edition's cultural commentator, Miles Hoffman, says many of the best-known outdoor venues are following the lead of the indoor ones. They're turning a concert or a play into an experience with the help of high technology.
Well, you will get digitally controlled lights and projections and perhaps high-definition TV. For example, out at Wolf Trap, the National Park for the Performing Arts that's right here outside Washington, D.C., they have a wonderful project that's 3 years old now called Face of America. They use high-definition TV, and they go on location to film dance companies. They have filmed them rappelling from the cliffs at Yosemite, underwater in St. John's in the Virgin Islands. And this year, they're filming the Doug Verone dancers dancing to the songs of Patti Loveless, a Kentucky singer, underground in Mammoth Cave, your old stomping ground in Kentucky.
She loved him most when his eyes were gray, the pale shade of a winter day.
And then they bring the film back, and they have the performers live as well, interacting with the screen images. And at Wolf Trap, they have open field amplification with digital alignment technology. Digital delay and digital alignment technology is a big thing all over now, where you actually can set it up so that the people who are 100 yards away from the sound hear the sound at the same moment as the people in the first row. There's no echo, there's no delay, there is a delay, and that's what makes it work, but it's fascinating. And at Wolf Trap, I spoke to Terry Jones, the president of Wolf Trap, and he said, look, we're not trying to replace traditional art forms. This is something that makes the live performances that much more interesting, that much more, in some cases, spectacular.
Tell me about electronic librettos.
Ah, this is one of my favorite high-tech innovations. This was developed at the Santa Fe Opera. What happens in opera? These operas are very often they're in foreign languages. So if you don't speak French or you don't speak Czech or Hungarian, whatever it is, you're out of luck. And it's very hard to follow what's going on. And they don't have a proscenium at Santa Fe, so they can't have what are called surtitles. They can't have it up on top of the stage. So they developed a system called the electronic libretto system. In opera, the libretto is the text, the lyrics. And each seat has a computer in the back of it. So while you're sitting there, you can turn on a little screen and see a translation, and you can get it in English or in Spanish and understand what's happening. And it won't bother the person next to you because there are special filters so that the light doesn't go to the side. I mean, this is really great.
What if you prefer something a little more classical? Shakespeare, perhaps?
Shakespeare. All over the country, there are Shakespeare festivals. I spoke to the folks out in Ashland, Oregon, at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, and the lights are computerized and motorized. The sets are computerized. The sound is computerized. Listen to this music on synthesizer from Todd Barton, who is the composer in residence at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival.
We had Shakespeare in the Park in my town. Mm-hmm. I always took dates there to show them that I was interested in fine
that
drama.
You're a smart guy.
Uh-huh. And it was also free.
Right.
But if you got through the mosquitoes and the muggy weather, there was traffic noise everywhere.
Well, noise is still a problem in festivals. Rain is the biggest problem. Mother Nature. You can do some things about bugs.
Yes.
But that is a low-tech solution. That's not a high-tech solution. At the New York Shakespeare Festival, the wardrobe department uses can after can of insect repellent.
Sure.
And they spray the actors and they spray everything with insect repellent because it's outdoors, the lights are hot, and the insects show up. But really, Bob, the whole point here is that the most important relationship is the relationship between the performers and the audience. It is not the relationship of people to technology. This is what the artistic directors and the tech directors all over the country keep in mind. They want people to enjoy live performance. They want people to love the music, to love the theater, and the technology is just there to help.
Miles Hoffman is the violist and artistic director of the American Chamber Players and author of the NPR Classical Music Companion.